Is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's largest state budget ever is heading to the state Senate this week after passing in the House last week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This year's state budget, which includes $16 billion of discretionary funds controlled by lawmakers, passed the House on party lines after about 8 hours of debate, which is actually pretty quick. Next, it'll be debated by the state Senate. The budget includes hundreds of millions of dollars that the state had saved in preparation for a pandemic bust that never fully materialized. It's also boosted by strong property and sales tax collections. Separately, the state has billions of federal relief dollars to spend. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A measure that aims to improve safety in assisted living facilities is getting its first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The bill would allow the state to increase penalties for assisted living homes if a resident is mistreated and injured. It would also require the state to revoke that facility's license or not renew it if mistreatment causes an injury. The state would adopt new rules for training and education and fines for not meeting the minimum standards by 2024. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
County clerks from around Colorado gathered Sunday in Denver to push back against misinformation about the state's election system. Officials from Weld and Boulder counties and elsewhere rallied ahead of another event tomorrow with Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who's facing criminal charges for election tampering. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today, highs close to 70 and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.